Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where we're talking to Chris Dickey from Visibly.com about building your brand's visibility in the search results. It's a fascinating chat, and it might make you look at the search results in a slightly different way. Before we get started, I want to quickly mention that you can find Chris on the web at Visibly.com, which is a new online tool which helps you measure your brand's visibility. Right now it's in beta, and you can sign up and use it for free. It's at Visibly.com, V-I-S-A-B-L-Y.com. That's V-I-S-A-B-L-Y.com. Can I also quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free? I'd love to be able to keep it that way as well, so no irritating adverts at all. If you can give the podcast a quick shout on social media, that would be brilliant. It'd be fantastic. If you can subscribe on your podcast app, that would be even better. And you can also support the podcast by buying me a cup of coffee as well. It's at jtid.co.uk/podcasts. That's jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Right, let's get on with this now. So the first thing I asked Chris was, what exactly is search visibility?
How do we create more opportunities for somebody conducting a search to discover your brand? And when you think about it, your website is one such way to introduce your brand to a customer, but there are all these other channels. And there's media, there's advertising, there's e-commerce, and they're all competing for the same real estate on the same search engine results page. And the fact of the matter is that all these channels are competing in the same sandbox, if you will. They're competing for the same real estate, the same clicks. And for your website to outcompete, say, Amazon or any of these larger media conglomerates, it's just not going to happen in a lot of these more competitive keywords. SEO professionals will advise a smaller mid-sized brand to not focus on the most valuable keywords, and it's kind of a shame because those are the keywords that the majority of customers who are looking for your products and services are using to try to find products and services. They're the simple ones, they're the ones that are descriptive, the ones that are informational. And SEO professionals will just say, hey guys, that's outside of your pay grade. You're not gonna rank there. And you know, what is true is that 70% of all the clicks for any given keyword search will land at the first five organic results. 70%. And that is essentially the real estate that you need to win. Is this for, and that's an Olympic level, you know, ranking. You know, when Google is looking at literally hundreds of thousands of results and you need to rank in the top five, it just becomes very, very challenging. And it's not to say that it's not a powerful tactic to try to improve your website and all the different ways you can improve it to get in those top five results. But yeah, like that's the whole point of long tail keywords, right? Like smaller audiences, easier to compete with. No one else is focusing on them. Well, if you really want to build top of funnel visibility for your brand and you really want to get in front of like the core audiences, well, you might need to look at other strategies. And that's what search engine visibility is all about. It's trying to move the goal line from how do we improve our website's ranking in search? How do we improve our brand's ranking in search or the brand visibility? I come at this from the perspective of PR. And with PR, we've always been, as an industry, soliciting third-party endorsement for the benefit of our products and services and brand. I think third-party endorsement is and always will be a very valuable thing. The way that we get it out there needs to evolve and change, right? Because the traditional media apparatus, you know, the idea of a newspaper is somewhat antiquated. But no doubt that the online, you know, news services, the New York Times or the Guardian or whatever it might be, they have tremendous domain authorities. They're massive content producers. There's tons of backlinks in those sites. They're very, very well positioned for search. And if you can start to recognize what Google is or any search engine is elevating in terms of search, and recognizing are these transactional search results, are these informational search results, you can start to deconstruct Who's writing about these subjects? Who should we be talking to? What are the outlets that are most that are showing up in highest degree of frequency? And you can create strategies around this. And we've done this very successfully as an agency.
You mentioned about multi-channels within the search results. Now, I presume you mean that when we see a search result, it could be like a transactional result. So I type in some keywords, a phrase or something, and then I can buy the thing there. But we're also maybe looking at other things like top-level blogs, like you mentioned, New York Times, Guardian. We could also be looking at things like YouTube. We could be looking at advertising. So there's many different facets to the search result.
Exactly. Yeah. And the way that we look at it is, you know, what is the ultimate, you know, intent of this website? Is it to sell your own stuff? Is it to sell other people's stuff? Or is it to provide some kind of journalism or like independent information? And we break that down as earned media, which is like media that you can't buy. You have to earn it. That's what the kind of traditional PR is. We look at brand owned media. That is the website that you own yourself. You're selling your own stuff. You're not selling other people's stuff. And then you have e-commerce. And between those three channels, those three channels will dominate the lion's share of search results, especially for the top kind of searches of commercial or informational intent. When people are doing anything that's shopping or related, really all of the terms that marketers are interested in, those are the type of websites that tend to be clustered toward the top. And of course, there's other websites as well. Like there's websites that provide just kind of internet tools like calculators and things like that. But for the most part, it's going to be e-commerce, brand owned, and earned media.
So what we're trying to do is maybe look at a company or an organization or whatever it is around your product, your service, your brand, and try and own not just the transactional side of it, but also maybe the information side of it as well.
That's right. Yeah. So what we recognized is that earned media, these PR hits were showing up in great frequency at the top of search. And they're driving a ton of consumer trust because they're third-party endorsements of a product and brand. Yet they're kind of entirely blind spots. Like there's no way to track if your brand is being covered in those media outlets or not. What was really interesting was to, you know, build this big keyword list of like, here are all of our target keywords, here are all non-branded keywords, ways that people are searching for products and services that we might have, but they don't know we exist or they're not brand loyal. And then reverse engineering kind of what's showing up there. And of course, getting your own website content, that's the gold standard, no question. But it rarely happens. And we've seen it with our clients happen all the time, is that they put a ton of money into SEO, they put a ton of money into content, they've optimized their website, and they plateau on the second page of search. And guess what? The second page of search receives statistically zero traffic, right? So, even at the bottom of the first page of search, that 10th organic search result receives about 1% of all the traffic for any given keyword. You need, like I said earlier, you need to be in those top five results. And those top five results end up being domains with extremely high domain authority. And Google likes to reward companies that are providing that descriptive data, you know, for their readers. And that tends to lend itself to PR very well.
So the traditional focus kind of through SEO would have been to increase your exposure, your visibility in search. It would be to write more content. Let's research a bunch of keywords. Let's find out niche keywords. Let's find out long tail keywords. Let's look at the different stages of the journey and try and write more content. You say the PR can actually work better than that.
I think it can, yeah. And you have to be intelligent the way that you pursue it. And not just PR, but also e-commerce. What we were also seeing is, and now we're PR people, but we were also seeing a ton of e-commerce showing up at the top of search. And now those e-commerce pages were essentially set up a landing page that somebody would click through on, say they're looking for a pair of socks, like say best hiking socks, and Amazon would show up or some other kind of online retailer, and they would have this landing page. And effectively, if you were merchandise on that landing page, you made the sale. But if you weren't merchandise on that landing page, it's very unlikely that someone's going to dig that much deeper to find something that's not being recommended on that page. That's a real opportunity for brands to renegotiate that merchandising opportunity with those e-commerce vendors. They might as well, if they had a big list of all the keywords where say, we already have relationships with all these vendors, but they're doing a crap job merchandising our product on these landing pages that are receiving all these interested, you know, customers looking specifically for this product or service, that might change the conversation you have with the e-commerce vendor. And say, how do we merchandise ourselves better on these pages? Same thing goes for PR. These media outlets are creating points of authority on the, you know, on the internet saying, hey, here's our 10 favorite, I don't know, outdoor grills, right? And we have one or two like best in class. Well, if you are one of those one or two best in class outdoor grills, you are basically receiving the lion's share of interested people looking for best grills, according to Google. That's a tremendous PR hit. That's a tremendous win. Now, you can't maintain that position forever because Google is going to elevate new content eventually. But if you can identify who are the writers that are most germane to this subject, who are the outlets that are winning top of search placements most frequently, you can start to build much more targeted media lists and build better relationships with those writers and those outlets, so you're in a better position in the future. We've also, as a PR agency, been successful in getting existing reviews to update their pages with new products and services. And so in that case, like say there's a roundup and there's something like best socks again, and one of our clients is a sock company, and actually that this is a real story, and we go and say, hey, you missed one, like we'd really love you to take a look at this one sock, and they do it, they think it's a pretty great product, they put it on the page, bam, it starts driving massive amount of traffic back to our client's homepage. So there you go. Brand visibility.
So in a nutshell, when we look at this, we're looking at the PR side of it to be able to get the product in other people's websites, in these list websites, the best of lists, so the socks, for example, because it's going to be more difficult for you as a business to actually get your own content to rank above that other person's going. So you might as well spend your time and your effort trying to get into that other person's content.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, we also looked at the average domain authority for these search queries that had anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 unique searches a month. And we found that the average domain authority of these kind of non-branded keywords of shopping or kind of commercial intent, if you will, they had domain authorities in the 90s. On average. And when you see it from that perspective and you realize that's really where my consumer, like that's really where my customer is, there's got to be other ways. Now, you can always buy your way out of the page, but a high performing ad for those non-branded searches does about 2% of all the clicks on the page, 2%. And so that means 98% of the clicks are going elsewhere, right? And the organic results, they're not only more authentic and they have a higher degree of consumer trust, but they're free, right? So you're not paying like $4 a click. And that's where, if you just have a slightly better tool to help you understand kind of who we need to talk to, where, who's covering my brand, who isn't, you can actually be really, really effective in identifying, targeting, and winning better brand visibility in search.
So you've launched this tool, which is called Visibly. It's visibly.com.
Yeah, and it's V-I-S-A-B-L-Y.
I'll leave a link in the show notes to the thing so people can just click straight onto it. How does this work? How does this help us?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I started with this kind of basic question is, where do my clients' brands exist in search? That question in and of itself, there's no single tool that does that. And I found that somewhat surprising. and so we went out and did our diligence on it. And there's a tremendous amount of tools that help you understand how your website's performing. There's all these tools that help you understand, you know, where your ads are showing up and things like that. But if you just want to know straight up, like if you want an audit, a SERP result, and understand where your content lives, like what is the likelihood that a customer is going to discover your product or brand within the search result, that tool by itself doesn't exist. So what we do at Visibly is we basically allow for a cross analysis of any content within a search. Typically, it would be you would want to search for your brand or product, but let's just say again, like a hiking sock review, and say like your brand, like Smart Wool or something else, and you type in. So there's essentially two fields. What we'll do is we'll pull up the search for hiking socks, and then we will cross-reference it against a brand like Smartwool. We look for every single mention of Smartwool across every single link on the page, including all the advertising, identify where it exists, and then we subcategorize the page by those channels I mentioned previously. And that is this an earned media placement? Is it a PR placement? Is this e-commerce? Is this brand-owned media? What is it? Like, what type of website is showcasing my brand here? And what pops out at you is your footprint in search. You get a good sense of how likely it is for product discovery to take place around your brand for this particular keyword. What also pops out is, where are my blind spots? Where are some of the media results that I should have been in but I missed, or my PR team missed? Or, like I mentioned earlier about e-commerce, which is quite interesting, is, oh, we have great relationships. We sell a lot of product through all these e-commerce vendors, but they're not putting our stuff on their landing pages. We need to fix that. So it's the blind spots that like end up really, I think, being very valuable to understand.
It's easy to turn around and say, well, yes, we're great. We're listed here, 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 here. Success, 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 success. But the real information, it's where you're not appearing. It's where the opportunities exist.
Exactly. Yeah. And so our software allows you to download that list and then really extract cleanly, like, where am I, you know, which one of these are PR opportunities? Which ones are these are e-commerce opportunities? I think the problem in the past was that because search is such a multi-channel playground, it was a really messy amount of results. And who was responsible for which channel, it didn't matter unless you segmented it. And so Visibly does segment the search in a really useful way. So your PR team can have a clear set of directives, and so your e-commerce team can have a clear set of directives. And frankly, so your SEO team understands what they're up against.
So this would be useful, I would imagine, for a brand manager. SEO agencies, marketing agencies, can they use this? Can you kind of like input multiple brands, multiple clients into Visibly?
Yeah, absolutely. So Visibly is in beta, and we welcome anyone to come give it a try. And right now, what we have available is absolutely free. So I feel no conflict of getting people to try, you know, give it a spin. It's visibly.com. And what it is it's basically a research tool at this point. We are rolling out a pro version this fall, which will allow you to set up campaigns, allow you to input multiple keywords, hundreds if not thousands of keywords, and cross-reference any number of brands, competitors against these keywords and see how you're doing. I think that will be a really, really interesting way for brands to not only judge what's their health online, it's a great barometer of brand health to see all these places that you're being covered or showing up within these target keywords, but it'll also give you, like I said earlier, this interesting data on blind spots. And where are all the opportunities that may have been missed, can be fixed, and ultimately can create greater brand visibility within the SERP?
This is really fascinating, to be honest with you. Somebody once told me that PR was only good for generating backlinks, and it was just like, oh.
It is good for that. But yeah, no, I think if you can direct your energies toward winning PR hits at the top of search, it's a really powerful strategy. We started doing this as an agency starting in 2017, and we had a hard time scaling the strategy without software. And that's where the idea of Visibly came from, was like, let's scale the strategy. Because essentially what you need to do is you need a human to go through and click on every single link in a SERP and identify, is there a possibility for product discovery within the search result, and then identify, you know, what is the likelihood that somebody is going to click on this link versus link. You add all those things together, and you get this kind of visibility score, if you will, for the page, and how likely it is somebody is going to discover the content if they weren't looking for your brand. And that's the golden goose right there. Once you understand, you know, how likely is it that somebody that I can get in front of a new customer and put someone new in my marketing funnel. That's what search is really all about.
It's beta at the moment, which means that you're after guinea pigs.
Yeah, and you know, it works pretty darn well. You know, we're of course still working out some of the kinks, but it's free, so there's nothing to lose. Sure. Come try it out and tell us what you think.
So where can we find Visibly? Give me all the tags and all the bits and bobs.
Sure, so the website's the best bet. It's just visably.com. We're on LinkedIn at Visibly SEO, and we're on Twitter at Visibly SEO.
So it's visibly.com, visably.com.
Yep.
That's where we find you. Chris, appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me.
All right, take care.
Thanks again to Chris for his time. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode of Not Another Marketing Podcast, then please help keep it ad-free by subscribing on your favorite podcast player. It means you get the episodes sort of automatically downloaded when they're released. And also a big shout on social media would be really, really appreciated as well. You can also buy me a coffee, which helps keep the ads off the podcast. You can find out more information about how to support Not Another Marketing Podcast at jtid.co.uk/podcasts. That's jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Thanks for listening.